Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Joel Burks, and today is December the 17th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent devotional guide. This Christmas hymn that we are working today is called Once in Royal David's City. Today's stanza says, "He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly, lived on earth our Savior holy." Our scripture for today comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing of the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mind as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Incarnation. This word is used very often this time of year as we talk about the birth of our Lord and Savior. It's a word that, if I can be honest with you, I do not often give enough weight to. It is so easy during this season to be caught unaware of what was actually happening when the Son, that's the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Son took on flesh in the form of Jesus. What does incarnation really mean, though? Was Jesus just a human body where God's mind and spirit dwelt? Or was he something more? The understanding of incarnation really comes when we begin to more fully understand the Trinity. In Trinitarian theory, God is one being with three distinct persons. One being with three distinct persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A man named Matt Perman says that the Father is not the Son or the Holy Spirit. The Son is not the Holy Spirit or the Father. And the Holy Spirit is not the Father or the Son. You see what I'm doing there. They are each a distinct center of consciousness, a distinct form of personal existence. On the same token, the divinity is not divided amongst the three. Rather, they are each fully God. Understanding how this relates to the incarnation, we must answer the question of who it was that became incarnate in the form of Jesus. John 1:14 answers this question for us by saying that the Word, that's God the Son, became flesh and dwelt among us. This is what we celebrate at Christmas, God the Son taking on flesh and becoming fully God and fully man. What does that mean that God became fully man, though? It certainly doesn't mean that the person of Jesus stopped being God. When talking about the incarnation, it might even benefit us to say 100% God and 100% man. J.I. Packer puts it like this: remaining what he was, he became what he was not. Christ was not now God minus some elements of his deity, but God plus all that he had made his own by taking manhood to himself. God the Son did not become like man, quote, he became totally man. This means that he was susceptible to all of the emotions and troubles that come along with being on this earth. We know from scripture that Jesus experienced weariness. We can find that in John 4, verse 6. He experienced thirst. Find that in John 19, verse 28. And hunger in Matthew 4, 2. He also felt a full range of human emotions, such as joy and sorrow. I know that Christmas time can be a very heavy season, full of so many emotions for each of us. And whether this time brings you joy or sorrow, I encourage you to praise God the Father for sending his only Son to this earth to take on flesh. This reality can give us fuel for worship, for he put on flesh, in the words of the Nicene Creed, for us and our salvation. Amen.